We've made this podcast with help from New Zealand On Air here at Art Media. For more information, head to our website artmedia.org.nz.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, nā mai, haere mai. I'm Marlena Curtis, your host from Marlena's Kitchen, introducing MK Spice. There are the...
Nice!
That's my tagline, thank you. And Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between, which was originally, I wrote this for Bartercard New Zealand to promote small businesses through Bartercard, which is a fantastic system. Back in the studio today, I have the renowned, absolutely just so inspiring, I'm jumping out of my skin, because this young man has brought just not only amazing food, consistent, because that's not easy to do, by the way, consistent, amazing food, and don't get me started on the coffee. Yeah, don't get me started on the coffee. His journey from India to, thank you, India. Bless you, bless his mum, bless everybody out there. Because of that journey you brought with you and you stayed true to yourself, we now have the honour of your legacy that you're leaving behind. And again, once again, thank you very much for raising the next generation. Those of you who don't know who I'm talking about is Vijay. Vijay will say his name because it's rather long and that's why he shortened it to Vijay. Very smart. Vijay, take it away.
Thank you, Marlena. Thanks very much. Kia ora whānau. This is Vijay. I'm known as Vijay. My full name is Velo Jevital Srinivasan. As I say, I love it here. And with Marlena, it's always been a pleasure working with you, Marlena. And we could always enjoy the food. We speak the same language as food. We speak same language drinking coffee. What, how much it means, because coffee itself is a religion. And food itself is. And you eat different food, different drinks, and you have a great time. Thanks, Marlena. Thanks for introducing me. Yes.
Yeah. So what I wanted to talk about, the show before this, we spoke about your journey from India to WIT to your business partner to Pico Pico, getting the licenses. And I think what I took away from that was, even though it was quite difficult, you didn't give up. And it paid off, because the 20% would have been a huge influx into your business. Business after Pico Pico, because you sold, you moved on, you have a whānau that you want to spend more time with. As I was explaining before, someone said to me, like, I cook them roast chicken, old style. So it's a lot of oil, people. Don't be scared of the butter. And it was like lots of seasoning. Of course, my seasoning. MK Spice, there are the...
Nice.
Just thought I'd plug it again. And... he said to me, it was the best chicken. He's Italian.
Yeah.
Best chicken that he's ever had. Why don't I open up a restaurant? I rolled my eyes into the back of my head. I said, do you know how hard it is? Absolutely not. Are you having an aneurysm? Which he wasn't. People don't understand what goes on. Because I watch. I talk a lot, yeah? But I'm not blind.
Yes.
So you can see what's going on. So your life after Pico Pico, you are now working for this amazing company, which is Surface Foods. If you can just tell me a little bit about why Surface Foods and how Surface Foods is helping Taranaki grow in the food industry, hospitality.
Please. Oh, let me put you this way. Like, you know, the Surface Food itself is an amazing company which has been found by a Balas family, and they started in a garage. Everything in New Zealand starts in garage. Amazing things. Starts in garage, from small to big. And they're a multinational company. They're big. They are big in spices.
They are big, because I went to Auckland to see them with my spices. And again, I was talking too much. And he goes to me, you can actually stop talking. I just love the story.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, the story's there.
Yeah.
Please proceed.
And then the company is amazing. The work culture is like, there is no, like, it's like working with your family.
That's so good to
hear.
And
that's like, it's like a family-oriented business owned by New Zealand owners. And this is like something you hardly see. There's different companies. I can't tell you the names, but they're all owned overseas. And it's not going into the local economy.
No, that's right.
You see, and at the time, this time of the year, you can see what makes the difference, why your inflation is so high. Because if you put your own money into your own economy, it's going to change. And companies like New Zealand-based, New Zealand-owned companies are the best one to support. And I'll request everyone to support local businesses and
please,
New Zealand-owned businesses, because that's how everything is.
Goes around.
Yeah, it goes around. What goes around comes back too.
That's right. And that you're keeps creating jobs.
Creating jobs keeps your food costs down, keeps your things down, because we get everything from overseas and it's going to be expensive. If you support our own ones, they'll be really good and it will help the local economy to thrive. And service food is something like I really love and I enjoy it. It's like my dream jobs come true, you know, like meeting my own friends, seeing them, telling them the new products, what we got, what we're doing, what it is, what's happening in hospitality. It's like a gossip station for me. Everyone sees everything there.
Exactly. And do you know what I love about service foods? Because it's local.
Yeah.
If you're a hospitality and you need something the next day,
yes,
it's very rare you do not get it the next day. They're telling you it's the next day. It's the next day, if not the same day.
Yeah.
Because it's local. It's right on your doorstep. I love supporting service foods with my brand, so yes, I buy different spices and obviously, you know, blend it in to make the fabulous spices that I have. I love, but then the money doesn't leave the region, you see.
Yeah.
When I have to go to Auckland or Wellington to buy spices, yes, thank God it's still New Zealand, but it's not Taranaki, it's not New Plymouth.
Yes.
Forget everywhere else, just New Plymouth, this is where we are.
Yeah.
And we want the money here.
Yeah. And that's how we do, like, you know, we buy, like, help local produce, help things, and our companies, like, if you think about it, they are really nice to every vendors who are from local. They try to support the best they can, and they're amazing with that. And I just started, my journey started with service food not long ago, just has been 6-7 weeks, and I love it. The moment I joined the team, I felt like I've been there for years. There is nothing that everything, and even my boss Sean, he's amazing.
Oh, he's amazing. And do you know he used to run events as well?
He used to run events, he used to be a counselor.
Yeah,
he's been everywhere. He's done a few things himself too. And as a big shout out for him, because he's the one who gave me an opportunity.
Also, because he used to do everything himself.
Yes.
Yeah. And he, it reminded me of the sketch from 40 Towers.
Yeah.
Where the guy was trying to be the chef because the chef was drunk as a skunk. It's just a skit.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to be the reception person, and then he was trying to be the server and the manager, and he was wearing all these different hats. And I said to Sean, be careful because it's going to fall onto your toe.
Yeah.
But he was so highly organized and he made time for me. Now, you have to remember, people, I'm not Gregson. Thank goodness. No, sorry, Gregs. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not Greg's. I am MK Spice, they're rather.
Nice.
And being true local, Aotearoa artisan brand,
yeah,
he took the time out of his, because I can't even begin to stress, he even did the deliveries, yeah?
Yeah, he does deliveries when he needed. He does everything. He knows in and out of the service food. He's the head of our service food in New Plymouth. And he's amazing. He does, it. Name it, he got it. He does everything. If we need, a customer needs something, he'll jump in the van, take it to him. So it's, I've seen it myself. When someone who leads, who's a manager, who leads you like a leader rather than a boss.
There you go.
That changes the whole work culture, and I love it. Because when I seen him, he leads with an example. So what happened with the leads with an example, they all will follow you. It's like putting your ducks back in the back in
exactly
a row. And everyone respects you because of that. Because you do, you get your hands dirty. You want to move something from here. You don't wait drivers to come in. You don't wait for warehouse person who's looking after warehouse. So he does everything so that it helps them. He's away for half an hour for his break. Something comes in, he'll unload it. He'll put it in the chiller or freezer. He restag it. He knows where it goes. It's a big job. What he does is really big job, and at the same time, he makes time for others. It's pretty cool. I like it. Even though he's not sales, he doesn't run. If I need him, he'll go, yeah, Vijay, I'll do this for you. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Or can you have my back for this? And he'll go, yep, I can make you something, make it work. So he does things. So it's always like, if you have a boss who has your back, That changes the whole perception.
Oh, seriously, yes.
And
absolutely.
He doesn't believe like a boss. He's like one more of my colleague. That's how he talks. And it changes everything because I can do what I want to love to do. And it makes so amazing. So because if you got something you wanted to do and your boss doesn't stop you to do it or anything, you encourage to do it, he motivates you, then what you would do?
Exactly.
You excel at what you do. And I've been in 6-7 weeks and I love it. And I'm excelling in my role really well. And I really like it, what I've been doing. So it's him who made it possible because I love it. And he's the one who I need to be really thankful to him, Sean.
Exactly. And it's, I'm so happy that you found each other because he needed somebody who knew what they were doing. He needed somebody that could move through it gracefully and slowly, at speed, because sometimes you've got to make decisions and you have to move at speed, especially in hospitality, because everything they wanted yesterday, like the chef may run out of something accidentally because they thought they had a whole, and they look there and go, oh my God, there's an empty jar.
Yes.
They need their stuff.
Yes.
So how do you feel, like, I may have misheard, I thought Sean said that Service Foods was started in New Plymouth, it wasn't, no?
No, it was Christchurch based, and it's, there is a New Plymouth, and New Plymouth one started too, but it's all about, how I to put it, the company which is based in New Zealand, and they treat every local area as its own. Because we are from New Plymouth, so we hiring people from New Plymouth, putting them in there, seeing them, they listen to you, what
yes,
you got to say.
Yes, yes.
So supporting local artists, artisan breads or artisan, we love it. Like
I know I'm coming soon.
Yeah, you are coming soon on our service.
Because I've looked at the list and there's no jerk seasoning and I know there's a need for it out there and I'm going to have the meeting with you and I give a big thank you to Service Foods for giving artisan producers a leg up, so to speak. Yeah, because to try and get through to Foodstuffs, I've just been handed a card by my wonderful, wonderful VJ. Service Foods, behind every great chef is Service Foods. So there you go. Is that how it's read? Yes. So I normally say MK Spice is like your very own chef in a jar.
Yeah.
So again, on the same lines, and this is true. When I needed something, I was desperate for it because I had a large order.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I have enough. I did not.
Yeah.
And I didn't even email. I phoned Sean and he answered the phone. Yeah. How many companies, the CEO or, you know, the manager that's right up there, answer the phone and they say, yes, Marlene, I can get that to you. And he got it to me that same day that I needed it and I made my money. So that's what I'm talking about. I want to, what I've done is, because I was ordering for all over the show.
Yeah.
And I've streamlined it. Streamlining. I only want to order from, and especially from here.
Yeah.
Service Foods are fantastic. Service Foods, that's exactly what they're called, Service Foods.
Yes.
I did a event
that
was held in Hamilton. It was wonderful. I met a chef there, and it was so funny. He had his own restaurant, and he looked at my coriander, and he goes, that's how it's supposed to look. Because you get that other...
Yeah.
So it's... And he said, I said, I'm going to start to use the coriander again in my food because it just tasted amazing because of all the other notes that are in there, which you obviously picked up. Going around to see so many different people, how does your day start? Do you have... are you working full-time on this or how are you going?
I work full-time. I work Monday to Friday. I change my days accordingly, you know, for sometimes... If I'm looking at takeaways, they open late, so I start early, but I'll take a lot of my breaks long so I can go and see people. So I can have a break and then go and see people in the evening. Sometimes I finish at 5:36. I don't mind. Like, I love it so much. I doesn't mind it goes extra or here and there, and I love it, whatever it is. And my day starts with a coffee, and I'll already plan for a week, but at the moment I'm really looking into different aspects of how I can go and see people, what they want, what their needs are, what they really into. Like, you know, we are working with few big hotels and restaurants, so what we do is before we go, I go seeing today, okay, I'm seeing this 10 people today, and this is the time I can spend with each, or someone will be shorter, so we averagely make a time for each one, and we go and see them, and we see them, and we have a particular thing, might talk Marlena's Kitchen Jerk Seasoning, so we got this, new on board, this is what it is, this is the dietary needs for you, the sheets, what you will need to see, if you need anything, it's always on the website, look at it, and suggest them, because my background is being a chef and hospitality for so long. I might say something like, I use Marlena's spices myself personally, so I know how to promote it. So the things we used it, you taste it, you know it works with anything, like, you know, the thing like Marlena's jerk seasoning. Have you ever tried a simple grilled pineapple and Marlena's spice and try it? Just a simple thing, nothing else.
Well, that same chef from the event, I had my Caribbean salsa, came back round and he took what was left because we were closing up, which wasn't much, but he took it with him and said, it tastes so fresh.
Yeah.
It's all in the flavour.
Yeah.
It's all...
And that's what makes it different.
And also the collaboration at the event.
Yeah.
The guy that was doing the chips came and got my jerk chicken sauce.
Yes. I still got it. I still have my shelf full of your oils and spices, which you gave me for Christmas. Thank you for that. My wife loves it. And she goes, jerk seasoning. Where is it? And she's cooking... slow cooked pork ribs today with a barbecue, but she goes, where's Jackson? You used it whole. So we still had a different one, so she used that one, rubbed it on last night, and she put it on, and this morning the slow cooker, hopefully it's ready by the time we go home.
It's funny because when you know how to use MK Spice, when you know how to use the product, it doesn't last that long. I'm quite heavy handed. My son made the best baked potato, the simple baked potato.
Yeah.
He used the gourmet garlic
and
oil and steamed it in the microwave, and then he put it into my Ninja to roast it off. I was like, looks like they're getting better than me then, isn't it? I've been a very good teacher, but it was stunning. The simple potato with that one. And then Jessica Charlotte, who's in a journey of weight loss, she says, my spices just take the food to a whole nother level. She doesn't feel like she's missing out.
Yeah.
Kimberly from Bartercard took hers on holiday. She put them on the shelf and took a photo.
Yeah.
How cool is that? I have one on the plane, and Air New Zealand staff, I've given it away.
Yep. And it's not...
On that point, Air New Zealand, why are you not coming to me for my spices? Because you desperately need them.
So the spices, the range what you got, I used it for quite a few different things in different ways. As you know, my strength was doing food and wine. I love it. I still love it. That's how I used quite a few different things in different places. And Pico Pico back in days known for the southern fried chicken. And what was dusted with it was MK Spice Mix, which was jerk seasoning in my batter and things, and it's amazing. We used to sell quite a lot of it.
It was delicious, if I do say so myself. I didn't cook it, of course, because I wasn't in the kitchen. Just to clear that up.
Yeah.
And then we never did that thing. We're going to do that, you know. So people, I had an idea. I've always got ideas because I also produce shows. And the idea is called Chef Meets Cook, and that's a home cook. But we do the cooking, and then the audience has to guess whether the chef cooked it or whether the home cooked it.
Yeah. And
that would be so much fun.
If you see it, you know who is a great chef in the world? It's the mum. And competing with them, I always get scared, even though you got 26 years. You don't know what they're going to cook.
No.
And what they're going to pull off their head. And it's always been. I've done one show before like that. That was back in 2012, I think. I was on a radio live with that. And we did it in a Pukekura landing, I think it was. And chef was cook. And I was cooking. And it's always scary. And it was a man, so it's easy for me to Because when it comes a female and a mum or someone cooking, it's home cooks are quite challenging.
Some of the home cooks are amazing. And some of my mistakes have been the best dishes ever. And you've got to try my tiramisu. I do cheats.
Ooh.
Cheats all the time, yeah? But flavour profile is second to none.
Yes.
And when you put the cheats with the... And especially as we're now moving into a time where cost is everything. At the event that I'm running, whether it would have run or this is going to go on there beforehand, 9th of May, and you're going to be there, whether you like it or not. Anyway, I'm going to show them how to utilize the Caribbean salsa. Oh. And on that note, I just got the British look at the watch time thing from my producer over here, Madam, who can speak 65 languages in any event. Olena Williams from Olena Williams Media. So I'm going to say, I'm jumping out of my skin. I'm not hooked up on caffeine yet, so that's you. You're inspirational, you're dedicated, and I am so humble and honoured to know you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, from all the artists and people that you've helped along your journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's Marlena Curtis, MK Spice. They're rather
nice.
Matawa, drink coffee, and be at peace.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com. Thanks for tuning into this podcast made here at Art Media with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content and other shows like this, make sure you head to our website, artmedia.org.nz.